Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First and 10 to start the fourth quarter at the New England 34 in a 17 all tie. Snap to Rodgers, a hand to Jones. He runs it through the left side. Boom, bubbles. Ball is loose. Patriots should have it. Aaron Jones carrying through the left side and the ball punched free. Several Patriots were there, and the officials now try to wade through the scrum.
They got it.
The Patriots have taken over on the Green Bay turnover.
Time to wake up, offense. I don't know what more you want him to do. I think it's Dante Hightower. The initial hit, the strip, and over the top, it looks like Lawrence Guy rolls it over.
That, to me, is the play that flipped the whole game last night.
Yep.
That's the one.
You had a goal line stand prior to it. You didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Back yourself up off a punt return after they get off the field. Then they start to drive. And right there, that's starting to get the uh-oh territory inside the 40. Green Bay's moving the ball well. They're playing with a sense of purpose. And then Hightower makes the initial stop, and it's Guy coming in. It punches it out and right into Stephon Gilmore. We had a tough time getting up after I got the wind knocked out of my thing. But, I mean, I don't know how more opportunistic you want this defense to be. And that's why I've said it there. It's not, offense has got to go because I don't know how much more they can do this against that team. That's good offense. That's a good test for your defense last night.
Patriots turn it over on downs. Then defense comes out, forces a three and out on Green Bay. And as you said, they're punting away at that point. And then there was two quick passes. Two quick passes, nice plays. Marquez Valdez-Scantling on two catches back-to-back, one for 24 yards, and then the second one, which was the first one was great because he goes up for the ball and just plucks it. I mean, he's just so tall, so big. It's great reach. And then on the next one, it's on the run with McCourty right on him.
In good coverage. I think it was Jonathan Jones underneath him, running right with him, but the ball's just thrown at the knees, and he gets it right off the fingertips with the white gloves. There's so many receivers, especially young ones that are rookies, like he is a rookie, that sees the ball and all of a sudden, you know what I got to do? I got to go down with it, meaning I got to let it hit my hands and I got to bring it into the body and I got to cradle it and I got to spin under it and make sure I secure the catch and go down to the ground without getting any more yards after the catch. That kid's going to be good for a while. He is. You could see it. You see it right away. You know when you get a good receiver. He looks like of the Pittsburgh type ilk, you know, when they just keep reloading out there in Pittsburgh, the way they get guys like Juju Smith-Schuster and company. But, yeah, it's a good job by Green Bay drafting that kid. So he's starting to come on. It's been a trend for the last 3 weeks now. You know, a bunch of targets, and there's Aaron Rodgers in a big spot. You're down, and I'm going to the rookie. That says a lot. It says a lot for that kid.
First play of the fourth quarter, the fumble. That's it, man. That's where it all changes. That is – you facing the Packers having a lead.
It's one thing you can't do on the road in New England is make that critical, critical mistake. You can't overcome those. You can never overcome those in New England. We've seen how many teams come in here and put it on the ground with a tie game or with a marginal lead, and then that's when Brady wakes up. That's when, okay, we now have the sense of urgency. We realize that as an offense. You come down, bang, bang, what do? Josh McDaniels, we're going for the home run. We're going trick play, throwback screen. Nobody's back home. And then you punch the damn thing in on one of those shotgun throws.
I just watched it again, and you were right. It was Jonathan Jones. I don't know why I thought that was McCourty.
Well, McCourty was in a lot of those, both of them. Chung, McCourty, and Jones were running like cats and dogs left and right trying to cover crossing routes, basically in their hip pockets all night. There wasn't really any times where Green Bay had receivers running wide open. They really didn't. I mean, you're going to make catches along the sideline in zone. You're going to hit spots in the middle when you elect to go zone. Patriots did play a bunch of zone, but when it mattered on third down, they manned up and they had the ability to apply pressure to a guy that knows and reads the defense as good as anybody. And Belichick, I think, even said it after the game. And here in postgame, I saw some stuff that was written where he said, hey, sometimes you got to live with it when you blitz. And I said that during the broadcast, too. I said, they're going to make a player, too, because they're pretty good.
But it wasn't just necessarily all blitzing, because what they were playing their safeties up last night.
It's Chuck and Dye. Now we're coming, man. Do you think it's coming?
Even when they didn't do what they did the second Green Bay drive of the night, the moment that had Zoe on the edge of his seat, like biting his fingernails off, was when you had all 11 guys up front. You had everybody up near the line of scrimmage.
No disrespect. I got Devontae Adams lined up on Chase and McCourty out there bumping.
There's no safety.
There's nobody back there.
Randall
Cobb's in the slot.
And it worked because...
Jonathan Jones, what are we doing?
Green Bay wasn't prepared for that. They weren't.
They were later in the game because they ended up picking it up, and that's when he hit the one to Scantling down the right post. So credit them for having some decent coaching, and probably it's all on the quarterback. Quarterback just going, okay, here comes that look again. I'm going to try and hang on to it, plant the back foot, off the back foot, and throw it up deep.
So I don't think the Patriots last night wanted to approach this like they did in 2014 where they say, hey, we're just happy with Aaron Rodgers not running. He can't really run like that anymore.
Yeah,
the knee has been a problem. He didn't wear the knee brace last night, but you could tell they didn't really fear him as a runner at all.
It's a good point you bring up there because there were times he broke containment, multiple times. And I thought Butler gave really good chase, as did Claiborne. And we'll get to why the defense is doing better. And I really think it's a combination of Claiborne and Trey Flowers, who now they could flip. You know, Trey Flowers is normally an outside guy. They take him, they move him inside. That's an indicator for teams that are going to scout them moving forward. Get ready for that TE game. It's a tackle and twist game, and that's how they applied some pressure. But when Rodgers broke containment and got outside, he didn't turn a corner and go to the sticks. He kept fading to the sideline. Fade, throw away, and what's even worse, the Garoppolo hit. That's how Jimmy got hurt. That's how Aaron broke his collarbone against Chicago, correct? Or was that Minnesota? Minnesota, I think. I stand corrected there. But you fade, and you're fading away as a right-hander, and you throw it, you leave yourself exposed. He's not a muscular guy. He's not big. I'll snap that collarbone in half again. Bone's already been broken. So he's got to be careful. I don't want to see that guy get hurt. He gets hurt. Guess who's in a game last night? You don't want to see that. That's not what the league's looking for. You ain't doing a 38 overnight. That guy's not playing. And with these guys in the league, that's the difference this year. Really is. Quarterbacks are staying healthy, which is good.
A thought on Rob Gronkowski after he did not play last night. Let's get to Rob Gronkowski's absence and more your calls as we continue to discuss a Patriots win last night over the Packers. Today's takeaways at 150.
Zone and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am super.
Yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 95, the Sports Hub.
We're 6-2. We just won 5 games in a row. We're just trying to get the W every week.
How are you feeling right now, Rob?
Living.
You're living so deep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub, day after a Patriots win. Rob Gronkowski was sad Gronk last week leading up to the game last night. And now he didn't play and his team has arguably their best win of the year. How do you think that makes him feel?
Plus, in both games that he was not active in, the offense in total scored 69 points. So like the double whammy.
And scored 69 points without him.
That's a big win for them last night without him because it knocked me down 5 notches before the game. I expected him to play. Why is he playing?
Because he's more hurt than anyone's letting on. Which
is that okay?
It's not a good thing because that now is, I think, more so than what we already thought is the source of him feeling the way that he's feeling, playing the way that he's playing, and talking the way that he's talking like he did at the podium last week.
All right.
That's what it comes
to. Now, they'll put you on the injury list with sort of the same type of body part or general area of where your pain is because they treat the area. And I thought about this last week that is he angry or is part of the frustration is, okay, you remember Monty Beisel when Monty Beisel was here and he bitched about, well, they don't tell you everything about the injury. You know, you're all out there criticizing us, blah, blah, blah. He was out of here quicker than you know
Monty
what.
Monty Beisel sucked.
He sucked, but he bitched about, they don't really tell you what's hurting us, but yet we're playing through it. We're getting criticized because you don't really understand what we're playing through. Can that be part of the frustration with Gronkowski?
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You guys are up here asking me why I'm not producing.
You guys are asking me why my ass ain't in the end zone.
I'll tell you, because I have to go through so much just to be able to play.
Like David Ortiz at the end of his career talked about, I get to the ballpark 6 hours before the game just to start working on my feet so I could stand in the batter's box because that's how bad my feet are. And I'm not saying that's Gronk, but you know what I'm saying? Patriots don't always want you to know exactly what's wrong. We sat here when we went whoop, whoop, crazy alert when Giselle talked about the multiple concussions he had. You know, how's your head? You know, he didn't have concussions. What are you talking about? Multiple concussions, plural. She has a speech, you know, she doesn't really fully understand. Like, well, she understands it pretty damn well what a concussion is or multiple. So I don't really think they tell you full well 100% what the actual injury is. You know, you got to treat it, you do it, and if it's in the general area, maybe you could fudge it a little. I'm not saying they're doing that, but I think there's more to that stuff there with him than, and he's not going to say it. And it's, I think that's why he's pissed and frustrated, because I know I'm the all-world tight end. I can't play like I'm the all-world tight end right now. And now people are questioning, where's my head? You know, where's your confidence? I mean, confidence. I can't explode. There's a reason I can't explode. You know, that's all I do. I'm going to have to deal with it. I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to leave the locker room so I don't have to sit here and blow up in front of people.
How you feeling, honey?
Oh, stop it.
How many stop hours it. A day has he spent at the stadium?
Stop
How many?
It. Stop it.
That was Sunday Night Football. We got him tonight, right?
Yeah,
she's not doing the interview tonight. Thank God.
Yeah. So I think he's more hurt than anyone wants to admit. I don't think that they're telling us specifically what it is. I think it could be something that is not necessarily the ankle or the back. Something in the leg vicinity.
She's the knee?
Yeah, you should have heard gasp. No.
Oh.
No, you should have
heard gasp. You said gasp.
Yeah, Gasper sounds like he
Gasper.
Heard some things.
Chris Gasper.
Yeah.
When did he do this? On your pregame?
During pregame.
Can we pull it up?
He doesn't say. He doesn't mention a body part.
Oh, okay.
If I were to guess, I would guess Achilles. That's what I would guess.
Well, Brady dealt with that last year, right?
Sort of a chronic injury, something that takes a lot of time, a lot of rest.
Sort of, I mean, Ortiz had it later in his career. Same thing. It gets sore. It's not like you tear it. Okay, it's not a tearing.
No,
You're not reporting that it's
a tearing. Well, it's not like micro tearing, right? Like, that's what it is.
Oh, there's inflammation. There's some sort of a stretching or tearing.
Yeah. It's not like it's sliced. It's not like it's falling apart.
Right.
You know,
like can't drive.
Right.
Not gonna do.
It's not like that. But it's
home.
The type of thing where if you don't play 1 week, you think you're feeling better, you go out and play, and you've just undone whatever healing took place. Right.
Yeah.
You know, the type of thing it can be. And so I think that's what's going on. And after the game last night, I wonder if they're going to be tempted to full on shelve him, because
they think
you know what, we can get by without him.
Can you get – you got past Green Bay.
We want him healthy for the playoffs, so
take a seat.
Can you
get past Marcus Mariota and company to get him an additional – that would buy him 3 additional weeks
plus
on top
the bye?
Because you have the bye.
I would not play him.
And then you get him for the stretch run. And did you need him in Pittsburgh last year? Can you remember that game?
You absolutely did.
A little shimmy and you can't cover me?
He was the entire drive.
That's when he started to fill it last year. Isn't that amazing? We were out in Pittsburgh, what? That was December 16th last year, I think. And that's where Gronk started to turn it on. That could almost be the exact same spot.
And knowing
year.
That he's missed 2 of the last 3, it would make no sense to me that they play in Tennessee.
This is not, I mean, this is, see, we panic because we don't panic, but we get depressed because we love the player. He is that dynamic. He is great. They have learned to play without him. Remember what Bill Belichick told Jamie Erdahl, right? When she stopped Bill and talked about it when he got hurt, and I think that Jet game. Kind of used to this. You know, it's halftime. We'll see what it is for Rob. We don't really know right now, but we're used to it.
Will is in Baltimore. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. I got 2 points. First off, Zoe, your old college roommate, teammate, Larry Webster, said hello this morning when I bumped into him.
Big Larry.
And,
what's he doing?
He's coaching football at a local high school. I go to school, college down here.
That guy ate the most chicken wings I've ever seen one man eat in one sitting.
Yeah, he ordered like 25 donuts, and I think they're all for himself. But anyways, how important was it for the Patriots D-line, especially last night, to build upon their performance against Rodgers last night and really go against Tennessee, which is not really great, but, I mean, how important is it for them in the second half of the season?
Well, I think from a teaching aspect, when you look at guys like Brendan Daly, and he works in conjunction with Flores when they're calling that front, you're giving guys some confidence up front to where, okay, see, we asked you to do this, and you did it against one of the premier pocket guys in the league that we've seen in a long time, and we have trouble keeping in the pocket. And if you listen to the way we coach it, and you don't do what you did in Chicago where you collapse and you let Mitch frickin' Trubisky run 35 yards on a 72-yard scamper, stop, go, score a touchdown, do it again. Those plays won't happen if you listen to us, if you take coaching. That's what a night like last night can do for you moving forward. Because then you could start to layer some things. Hey, and we blitz, and when we blitz and apply pressure, you stay in your lane, you got this contained, you got that, and if you do it, it's stupid to say it, but do your job.
Oh! John in Providence. John.
What's up, Joe, Beetle, Hardy? Hey. I was just wondering if you guys thought that the Pats could catch the Chiefs or possibly even overtake them. Looks like the Pats only really have the Steelers as their toughest game left. They have the the Rams, Seahawks, Chargers, a couple harder.
All right, we'll do that of it, John.
You got to get it tied, and then you got them head-to-head because you beat them. Here's what I also – Kansas City – I'd be shocked if some team sneaks in there like a Pittsburgh and pops them divisional round. That would not shock me at all.
Kansas City's got one real game left.
Yeah.
It's the Rams.
You sit here and say, that's it.
The same way the Patriots. Here's their schedule. You could tell me if there's more than one real team on here. Cardinals, Rams, Raiders, Ravens.
Mm.
No.
Where's that game?
Stop it.
Where is it?
That game is at Kansas City.
No.
They host the Chargers at Kansas City.
Okay.
They're at Seattle, who lost at home yesterday.
Dangerous, though.
And then
they
have the Raiders again.
Okay. Seattle, San Diego, and the Rams are three tough games. You have two. They have three.
Why are you counting the Ravens?
I'm not counting Ravens.
Oh, what'd you count?
Rams.
Yeah.
Seattle.
Okay.
And San Diego. Yeah. Not San Diego, but L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, I'm not counting the Chargers.
Two Chargers
are
playing well.
I don't care what they are record-wise.
Keep not counting them.
Greatest team that never was.
Yep. I don't want to see them division round.
Really?
I don't know.
You're worried about the Chargers?
If Chargers beat Kansas City,
you?
Chargers beat Kansas City and they end up 13-3 or 12-4? Yeah. I'd worry about the Chargers and a good quarterback. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little tough. It's going to come right down on the wire.
It's really you and Kansas City with Pittsburgh getting hot right now. That's your AFC. Sum it up real quick for you. You, KC, Pittsburgh's coming. That's it.
Hope for some screw-ups. Hope for the Chiefs to screw it
up hiccups.
Somehow.
There's hiccups, man. Look at that Rams D. They gave it up yesterday. 35 in a quarter and a half they were getting lit for. Best defense in the league. But they get Tlaib coming back at some point, so they'll be better then. Maybe you get them.
Hardy has our headline, 617-779-0985, the telephone number. One more segment of your calls before we get to today's takeaways.
Sports Hub headlines.
It was a 31-17 win for the Patriots last night over the Green Bay Packers. And Coach Bill Belichick, your team is playing well. And why is that, sir?
We're better because we've worked harder and we've improved and we've gotten better. I mean, there's no shortcut to it. You just can't draw a couple, carrots on a page and that's all of a sudden takes care of it. You got to go out there and work on the field and compete and get better.
Can't draw carrots. Doesn't work. Tonight, it's a battle of 2, 3, and 4 teams in the Monday night matchup. Titans visit the Cowboys. Titans will play host to the Patriots this Sunday. And then it's the bye week for the Pats, who also signed former Raider Obi Melifonwu today. According to reports, Celtics road trip continues in Denver tonight. It's a 9 o'clock tip, which means an 8:30 pregame on 105.7 WROR. Because the Bruins will be playing right here on the Sports Hub as they host Dallas Stars. Tuukka Rask in net tonight. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers on the call right here on the Bruins Radio Network. Headlines are brought to you by Wendy's with 8 different entree options. The Wendy's 4 for $4 comes in clutch. I'm Hardy on Austin's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
An interception in the end zone.
The Pats.
The Patriots
play.
Are going to win in Pittsburgh.
On one station.
Magic goes down.
Touchdown,
Patriots.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we got a lot of calls.
All right.
We've been waiting for Pete.
Oh, you want to do that now? Oh, you felt funny? Mr. Punching Man?
How many are sleepy yet?
Four.
I'm ready.
Nobody sick at the house or anything.
I got five.
I'm ready to be done.
I feel like I'm okay.
I'm ready to be done.
I don't know if people, I'm going to talk about this real quick.
What?
I'm sitting there, I'm watching Notting Hill over the weekend.
I saw it on TV over the weekend.
Dang it. It comes on. You can't turn it off.
Saw it on Saturday.
Yep. Ferris Bueller's day off was after it.
Yeah.
So I text my buddy Hardy over here that Notting Hill's on. I sent him a picture like, whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy, yeah.
And Hardy texts me back. He goes, I don't know about you, but we both got the flu shot on Friday.
I'm still
sore. Deep muscle injection.
Really? This one's still a little different than 2 years ago. I didn't get it last year, and I got the
You're
flu.
You're still sore?
I woke up Saturday morning, and I go, what the hell happened to my right side? And I'm like, whoa. Hardy texts me. He goes, I just bumped into the cabinet and almost passed out from pain.
And I fell on the kitchen floor and lost control of my bladder.
I can't. This one smarts a little.
So you didn't feel sick or anything, did you?
No, I feel great. I feel fine. Yeah. A little tired. We're all tired.
Like a month and a half ago. Yeah. Get that out of the way.
Not like it came out with a white shirt and sweater vest or anything.
I'm like, huh?
A
little slow on the uptake today.
Hey, tell you what, Ken from Lowell stole the show today. People loving him on Twitter.
We'll get to that in today's takeaways.
Mars broke her toe on Saturday night.
No.
Yes. Right in the side. Yes. Listen to this one. She gets up and I hear from downstairs. I'm like, what now? Go down. She's calling me, Robert. I'm like, oh boy. Okay, this sounds serious. I go down there.
The Worthington compound. Where's the butler?
Robert.
Where are you? I'm in the East Wing. Okay. I'll be there in a minute.
Not Bob. Robert.
Robert. I go down there. She had caught it on the leg of the coffee table and split the webbing between her little toe and her ring
toe.
That
hurts
like
hell.
So, and it's bleeding. So I gotta do something, right? So, and she's sitting on the floor with her. And I go to just pull the little pinky toe, and she let out a sound that she has never made before.
Yeah, the exorcist.
Now the kids who are in bed, now they're out of bed, and they're crowding around. And as much as they want to help, they're not helping.
Nope.
They're only getting scared because mommy's down.
I go after the dog.
Mommy's down.
When that happens to me, I go right for the dog. I start cussing the dog out. I said, you keep that son of a bleeping dog away from me right now. And I'm rolling on the thing. You guys laughed at me about a half a year ago when I broke my toe.
What?
Remember how black my foot was? It was swollen.
Yeah, your kids, when they're little, my kids have a step stool in the bathroom, and I kicked it last week by accident and stubbed my toe, and I thought I may have broken my toe.
It's
all black and blue now. I don't think it's broken because I can move it, but...
Oh, mine's sharp pain.
It hurt for a day and a half. Like, it was in pain for a day and a half after that. So I can only imagine what it feels like to do what she did. That must be terrible.
Trying to clean it and put like some stuff in there, but every time, toe kind of like wouldn't go
so
back.
So it's definitely broken?
It's black and blue, and the doctor said it's probably broken. And he also said, we have a great doctor. I think she emailed him maybe that night or the next morning, and he got back right away.
A picture of the damage?
And no, I didn't take a picture of it. But he said, there's not a lot you can do. Tape it to the other toe if it gets... worse and come in, but broken toe.
Good luck.
Don't hit it again within a week. That's one thing I would tell her. Steer clear of corners because I hit it, double hit it, and it's worse pain than you initially felt. But best thing you could have, frozen peas in a bag. Like, hey, have a couple bags of those laying around because they conform to your foot. So you could put them underneath and over it, and you could throw them back in and you eat them after you cook them.
Okay. Why do you go after the dog?
He's usually always right there, and then everybody else is like knows it happens, so I just start cussing out, and the dog's always there, and he didn't mean nothing.
Rob is in Halifax. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, good. You know, the play when the ball went over Edelman's head and Gordon breaks away, it reminded me a little bit of a guy we don't like to talk about, but Aaron Hernandez. I want you guys to compare them on the field and off the field. And real quick about Gronk. Real quick about Gronk's injury. You guys still there?
Yeah.
There was a play Monday night, blocking, goal line block on the goal line. He was stretched out, blocking a 300-pounder. I think maybe he hurt his back. All right, guys, have a good day.
Okay, Rob.
All right.
Go ahead, Zo.
I'm confused on the goal line play, but the Hernandez comparison to Gordon, the strength, the speed, different player. He's an outside guy. Aaron was more of an H-back, shorter, squattier type move guy, but Aaron, I think, had more initial quickness where Gordon, once he's in gear, takes a while to get into gear, but once he's in gear, you ain't catching him. Aaron had that great ability to lay people, meaning make that first guy miss. He'd have that jump cut step, guy would go under him, boom, and he'd go. He had great hands, too. Really could catch the ball well.
Sharon's in Longmeadow. Sharon.
Hi, I was just wondering, has anybody discussed Edelman's play lately?
Yes, today a little bit, and maybe you weren't tuned in, but he's a little rusty coming off the suspension, not catching things cleanly.
Well, I notice he falls down after he catches the ball, probably on purpose.
He's getting his head taken off.
And then he doesn't ever return the ball. Now, he started a return at the 50-yard line, but if it's further away than the 50-yard line, he just fair catch, fair catch. So I don't know if that's good judgment or whether he just doesn't want to do that.
I think his judgment's been fine. He hasn't had the opportunity to crease one yet on the return. And last night he tried a quick spin move out of a guy that was basically right there to tackle him. You know, he muffed that. Was that Chicago where he muffed the one? Hit off the face mask? He ended up recovering it. He's got a lot of grit catches in the middle where you're going to get your head taken off by safeties and backers that are waiting for you to tee up. He's a catch and get down and move the stick guy, but give it time.
He had a deep crosser last night over the middle, which is rare for him.
Last week in Buffalo, he got you going on a couple deep crossers. You know, Brady's going to go to him in third and big.
Who was that guy? Who was that defensive back who was celebrating the breakup of the pass despite him having nothing to do with it?
23.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
I forget all
Alexander? Is it Alexander?
Which name is which number?
Yeah, he was dancing and celebrating. Yeah. He didn't do anything. He got beat on the play. Edelman dropped it, and he's going to celebrate.
Yeah, he's out there celebrating like he did something. Like, nope, that's just a straight-up drop, dude. That's Alexander. You had it right. Let's go to Jack, who's in Canton. Jack!
Hey, yo, President Beetle.
What's
up, Zoe?
Hey!
Hey, Hattie.
Yeah.
Arnie's Army all the way, brother.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to get together with Hardy and Canton? Hang out?
I like Hardy a lot. He's a golf man. We'll go to Ponka Park someday.
Yeah, go to Ponky. Yeah, hit some balls.
Hit up Ponky.
Ponka Park.
Nice.
We'll hit some balls, you know?
Yeah,
I'd hit some balls around with you, Beetle and Zoe, but Hardy's always welcome, you know?
I love
Hardy.
That. Thank you.
Great man.
Thank you.
I love him on weekends. He's a good man.
Thank you.
Hey,
good man.
Beetle.
Yeah.
And you and Zoe. I hate BC with all the passion. It's Beetle, you know I'm a UMass.
You want to do another Clemson minute
here? There we go, Jack. No, we already did our Clemson
minute. That's the cool
minute.
Thing
we're
about Clemson.
BC. Yeah. I shouldn't say nothing because it's Jesuit College.
Wait a minute. They're Jesuits now?
We can't criticize BC because of that?
When did they become a Jesuit college?
Huh?
They've always been. What are you talking about?
I know Coach Mack. Huh? Like you do, Zoe. I know Coach Mack. I told you the story before I called.
Yes. Yeah.
And Beetle, I can't stand the school. They're a bunch of pompous, you know what?
Yep.
And I can't stand them. They think they're better than everyone.
Well, college game day's coming. You get ready, pal.
You stop cutting them off.
Shut up.
God. Jack, good call. Good call. Paulie's in the truck.
Oh,
Paulie. This is what
bad
you got,
call. Right? Anybody that drives BC, that's a bad call.
Huh?
R&D for that motor. You know, Zolak, if you went to BC instead of Maryland, you might have been something at one point.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Anyway, I got
to show me. Hey, real quick. Shut up. Show me around BC. Bill Romanowski. You want to come up here? He takes you on an official visit with Timmy Bell.
He'll mix you a steroid cocktail like you wouldn't believe.
He had the nicest teeth.
Steve Peach took me into the dressing room one day. I wanted to meet Romo.
I slept in his waterbed.
Were you, his bookie?
Nah, come on. I was at school at the time. I was the Peach guy, not a Sean Halloran guy. I thought Peach should have got the job after Flutie. But anyway, I got a bunch of things today. First off, hats off to the Green Bay fans.
They're going to roll Flutie out this week.
Come on now. Give me my Paulie minute, will you?
We're already at 55 seconds. We got today's takeaways coming up.
First, First off, the Green Bay fans are going to hats off to them. They showed up in droves. It was about, I'd say, about 20% Green Bay fans
there. Good fans. God bless them. Good people. Yep.
All right. It was Josh Gordon's coming out party last night. He's like Gronk. He's like replacing Gronk. He just goes up and traffic and takes the ball away from people. He is amazing. What a game last night. Mm. Good thing we didn't pay. And speaking of Gronk, good thing we didn't pay him the raise, because his bad back issues have raised their ugly head again. And Bird, you're right. Bird. I keep him out through the you know, of course, you get this week.
Yep.
And we got the bye week next week, so he'll be out for a month. Give him that time. And the play calling down the goal line, that was putrid.
Garbage.
What are they doing? And if you want to pass the ball, you don't just get back in the gun. You go under center, so you don't, they don't know what you're doing when you're on the half-yard line. They should have just been running it up in there and rolling out Tom Brady. That was nuts.
That annoyed me more than anything, rolling out Brady.
I got almost lost.
That annoyed me more than anything in that game last night.
You know how angry?
What is that?
You know how hard it is to keep your composure during that time, and you just want to rip them to shreds? I kind of did. What are we doing? What are we? What have we become here? What have we become here on second down inside? You go all the way down and you're going to roll 41-year-old to the right because they did it on a previous series? Jesus.
Mark in Mansfield says someone behind him at the game last night didn't know who Zoe was.
What? Hey.
Hey, huh? Long time.
How you doing, pal?
Good. Yeah, hey, you know, they showed you up in the booth there when they were playing your favorite tune.
Yeah.
And these two girls behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Who's that guy?"
Pink hats.
So that's a problem for you, Mark?
Yeah.
You've been to a Red Sox game?
So is.
Two girls behind you tap them, ask them who the shortstop is?
Were they nice gals? I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah, they were very nice girls.
Were they watching the game?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not too concerned with them not knowing so. I'm not concerned about that at all.
I wish you know. Don't worry about me. Watch
Were they loud? Did they cheer for the team? You know? Were they into it?
Yeah.
Nice people? What's the issue?
Again, back to the Green Bay people. Excellent fans.
A ton of them there.
They travel well. They're good fans. This isn't Buffalo. It's not Cleveland. Like Raider fans, all nasty. The stupid Dolphin fans, fake fans. They're good fans.
I couldn't tell you how many Green Bay fans were outside the gate near the pro shop before the game, taking pictures of themselves in front of the Gillette Stadium sign. They're everywhere.
They're like Pittsburgh. They travel well. Pittsburgh gets a little cranky. They'll give it to you, but they're just hard-nosed people. But the Green Bay fans, that experience at Lambeau a couple years ago, I'll never forget it. They were
showed
great,
up in numbers.
Great fans.
Even Packer fan Michael Felger made it into the building last night. How about that?
He was at the game?
He was.
Shut the front
He'll
door.
Tell you about that himself.
Oh!
Felger Mass coming up at 2 o'clock. Coming up next, today's takeaways.
Zola. Middays on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, time for today's takeaways. Got to be quick here. Brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Real quick here, I see this name. Dan Lifschitz pops up on my computer. Congratulations, buddy. You got married over the weekend. I think I saw Sarge.
Wait, who did?
Joe Murray got married.
Joe Murray, not Dan Lifschitz. Joe Murray got married.
But that's so funny. This just popped up on Instagram.
Same thing.
A picture of, who is it?
Aren't they the gambling show?
Sarge, Silver, and
Bankroll
Kristen.
Bankroll Boys.
All at the wedding there.
Bankroll guys.
Bankroll Boys.
Well, good for him. Congratulations.
See what they had at the wedding? Soup. There was soup at the wedding. I saw it on the table.
Yeah, like Italian wedding soup?
Yeah, what's that?
That's a throwback right there. You don't see that a lot anymore.
You don't see much of that. A little zuppa. A minestrone.
Okay, to the takeaways we,
here we go.
First, a couple of things from Zoe today that will probably end up in the fake promos on Friday.
Great.
I didn't know why they weren't that aggressive there. All right, thanks.
Okay.
I didn't have a problem with New England's clock management. Clock management.
And I hope he can keep improving.
He's different than those guys. I think those guys, especially OBJ, is really athletic, more of a speed guy. Jones is big and strong, but this guy is just, he's just pure strength. He's so thick. Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I say oh, boy, because I really don't realize I said it. I see Hardy
because
pressing.
Because you started by talking about
Hardy's the... like, I'll have that one, please.
Make sure clock management without the one. L. And then have talking about the thickness.
You gotta bring it along.
I mean, you know, and then you just go, you realize it all and go, oh, boy. Oh, I've really done it this time.
And now,
Ken and Lowell.
Sometimes you play the
Simon and Garfunkel, go.
Garfunkel song, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Yeah.
Starting to get filled this way with this guy.
Ken and Lowell.
Last night, right? First of all, I this call screener, right?
You sound tired.
I want to talk about the game, too. And I want to talk about the Breeders' Cup because you guys didn't do any crap about the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, shame, anyway, shame on us, Ken.
Yeah, failing, we do so much
shame
horse racing.
On us.
Yeah, failing yes. on our part.
Yes, shame on you boys. But listen, last night I had to watch. I was in Cambridge. Jimmy, he threw me out of the house, right? Wow. And I had to walk home. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
No, we left.
We're here.
Why did you get thrown out of the house?
No, because sometimes you hang up on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. We'll
sorry,
let that
I'm
one
sorry,
go.
FCC is coming after my ass right now.
Okay, keep it clean.
Anyway,
two strikes.
So I saw the first half, and Okay. Now.
Well, wait a minute. You need. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get coherent.
A
you hear me?
Now.
I want to
you
know,
hear me, Ken.
Why did
get your
you,
stuff together.
Why did you get thrown
listen,
out of the house, Ken?
Listen to me. He caught the ball. His left foot was in the.
I hope he's better tomorrow. Sleep that off, Ken.
get right, okay, Ken? Come back. We'll do this all again tomorrow starting at 10. Felger and Mazur next.